Shenyang's return to Toronto a triumph over the CCP's intimidation tactics. Commentary. Shenyang's return to Toronto's Four Seasons Centre in June is not merely the validation of an arts performance, it's a manifestation of the broader confrontation between the Chinese Communist Party's tyranny and the free world. This development carries deep social and political significance. It is not just about a show. It is about whether Canada, as a sovereign nation, can still uphold the core values upon which it was founded, freedom of expression and freedom of belief. These freedoms are the bedrock of Canada's liberal democracy. The CCP's unrestricted warfare against Canada. The cancellation of the six shows that were scheduled to play at the Four Seasons from March 29 to April 5 was clearly due to interference by the CCP, and the theater's initial failure to recognize and stand up to this outrageous act of foreign meddling is regrettable. Through extensive investigation, disclosure, research, and analysis, the heavy shadow of the CCP's transnational operations has become clear. Driven by its hatred of Shenyang's artistic portrayal of China's traditional culture and the power of truth it embodies, the CCP has extended its unrestricted warfare tactics against the public order of free societies onto Canadian soil. The direct manifestation of these tactics was the bomb threats received by the theatre, sent via anonymous emails. In my own case, my email address was used to send threats to venues hosting Shenyang performances, likely because I advocate for democracy in China and have long been a victim of the CCP's transnational repression. The purpose of these despicable tactics is not that those behind the threats have the actual capability to carry out violence, it is to conduct psychological warfare by exploiting Western society's heightened sensitivity to public safety and the pressure of legal liability through fabricated threats. When a foreign dictatorship can interfere with lawful cultural expression in Canada, it constitutes a brazen violation of Canadian sovereignty. Inviting the wolf into the house. What is deeply troubling, however, is that while the CCP's interference operations steadily erode the stability of Canadian society, Canada's political leadership is moving in a worrisome direction. When Prime Minister Carney traveled to China to form a strategic partnership with the CCP, it was tantamount to inviting more foreign interference into the country. The CCP is without question the most evil tyranny on this planet. A so-called New World Order with the CCP as the central figure is, in essence, the export of authoritarianism and the elimination of freedom. At a time when Canadian institutions are being threatened by the CCP's dark hand, extending an olive branch to the perpetrator poses a serious risk to national security. The government must take this seriously and not put Canada at risk. From social pressure to counterattack. The fact that the Four Seasons decided to reschedule the Shenyang shows to play in June is the result of multiple forces working together. These include artistic freedom advocates, human rights defenders, and political figures voicing strong criticism, as well as continuous investigative reporting by media outlets. At the same time, Toronto's Falun Gong community worked tirelessly to raise awareness about the situation, while Shenyang artists held press conferences, a red carpet event, and information sessions. This combination of support, investigative efforts, and public attention created significant pressure, causing the theatre to realize that cancelling Shenyang over fabricated threats would not only result in commercial losses, but also would mean bowing to intimidation, causing severe damage to its brand reputation and Toronto's image as a city. All of Canadian society should reflect on this incident and consider their own role. Do we choose silence that enables tyranny, or do we choose to speak out in defense of freedom? A demonstration of Canada's democratic system. Shenyang's return also reflects the strength of Canada's democratic system. In the face of CCP threats and intimidation, people from all sectors of society can speak out in support and hold institutions accountable for upholding Canada's core values. The CCP's bomb threats and its brazen interference with Canadian freedoms have not only failed to stop Shenyang, but caused more people to see the communist regime's true nature. The Four Seasons statement says the rescheduled shows in June will involve enhanced measures such as metal detectors, police dog patrols, and on-site police presence. This means the theater is no longer retreating in the face of threats, but rather upgrading security to meet them, defending the spirit of the rule of law. In fact, Xingyun, a classical Chinese dance company based in upstate New York, has received over 150 fake bomb threats and experienced other disruptive tactics during its global tours over the years, something it places firmly at the feet of the CCP. But the Four Seasons is the only venue that canceled the performance after being threatened. Every citizen has a responsibility to hold the line. This incident is a landmark case that tears away the disguise of the CCP's cross-border repression. The facts are clear: the regime is extending the very same authoritarian rule, political censorship, and human rights abuse it practices domestically, especially its inhumane campaign of persecution against Falun Gong practitioners, to other countries through digital intimidation and unrestricted warfare. Xingyun's return is not merely the fulfillment of a commercial contract. It is a powerful strike back by the free world against the CCP's transnational criminal behavior, a victory of the rule of law over thuggery. In this process, all of Canadian society must clearly recognize that the fragility or resilience of a democratic system often depends on the choices people make under pressure. After a period of confusion and deliberation, the Four Seasons Center ultimately recognized the facts, chose not to bow to intimidation, and invited Xingyun to return. This clarity and sense of responsibility not only sets an example for all of Canada's cultural, arts, and educational institutions in resisting infiltration, but sends a clear signal to the world: Canada's cultural space will not be tainted by foreign tyranny. However, holding the line is not only the responsibility of governments and institutions, it is a shared covenant of every Canadian citizen. In a free and democratic country, silence is complicity, and retreat is betrayal. When the CCP's dark hand reaches into our theaters, our media, our communities, and even our electoral system, every individual's awakening and willingness to speak out adds a brick to the fortress of our sovereignty. We must hold this line: Canada is a homeland for the free, not a hunting ground for tyrants. Our country will not permit the CCP's transnational repression to run rampant. Our will cannot be manipulated by foreign forces. And our freedoms, the freedom of art, of belief, and of expression, forged by the blood and sweat of those who came before us, must never be stripped away by any evil force under any pretext. Xingyun's return tells us this: as long as the people refuse to yield, the Iron Curtain of tyranny cannot descend upon this nation.